Hey, what's up, all you new love fans? This is your boy, DJ Holmes. Today, I'm going to basically ask you a simple question. When is it time to call it quits on a friendship? What are the reasons? What are the reasons that you really decide, okay, well, it's time to end a friendship? And I'm not talking about petty stuff. Well, let's include the petty. Let's include the petty, because if a friendship, I'm not talking about these fly-by-night types of friendships. I'm talking about these deep and abiding relationships, like bona fide. Like, these people are part of your, what you would consider your family, the family that you choose. Why would you choose to end a friendship as great as that? You know, the type where it's like, oh man, I envy the friendship the two of you have, right? That type of friendship. Why would you end a friendship? I want to know. You know, today I read a couple of interesting articles. Thanks to the guru, Lupus Warrior. She hit me back up to the app Medium. And so I was like, oh yeah, I remember that app. Because I like, anytime something new comes up, I get it, download it, and I start playing with it, and I decide whether or not I want to continue. But I really did enjoy Medium. I think it was just an issue of space with a particular phone that I had. Anyway, so I started reading a couple of articles, and all of them were interesting to me. Like, I found each and every one of them interesting, but this one kind of stuck out because it had to do with me. Because I was interested in trying to figure some things out. I was trying to figure some things out about myself and the relationships that I've had and want to have in the future. What I've realized is when I have walked away from relationships, I have always felt like it was one-sided. And what I mean by that is it was me constantly listening to them talk about themselves and their lives, and me being, you know, that person for them, and never feeling reciprocated, and wondering, you know, what is it about me that my friendship is not reciprocated, even when I attempt to start to talk about myself or my issues. And I shouldn't say myself, but my issues, like what's going on in my life. For instance, even with my own sister, when I start talking about something that's happening to me, maybe 2 minutes into me talking about it, all of a sudden she interrupts and it becomes about her. And it becomes like a 30-minute conversation about her. And then when she's done talking, she's like, oh yeah, you were talking about whatever. And immediately I'm just like, don't worry about it. Like, immediately. Why? Because you told me that my issue was not important. It was not important. I might have had two friends in my life who would stop just whatever it was they were doing, stop and listen. And it was always such a weird thing to me when they would stop, because they were the only ones in my entire life that stopped and listened. And I didn't know how to take it. And, you know, I was always checking in like, are you okay? Like, why are you listening to me? Like, it was such an odd thing. There was a friend of mine who got his master's in counseling. And I started talking about an issue, a real bona fide issue that I had. And he picked up his phone. He started playing with it. And him picking up his phone didn't really mean a whole lot at first. Because, you know how you get messages and you think that they're important, but you quickly deal with it and you put the phone back down and you continue to engage the person who's talking. Well, I stopped talking completely. And it was maybe a full, 3 minutes later that he said, oh, continue talking. I was listening to everything you said. I changed the subject completely and totally. 5 minutes later, he looks up And he's like, wait, I'm confused. And then I said, don't worry about it. I say that to say this. I find that I give, you know, my time to all sorts of people for all sorts of reasons. But when I realize that they're not able to do the same with me, I cut all ties. And when I cut all ties, I don't see in any of them, a sense of urgency to reconnect. Our friendship is forever lost. And so it's in those moments that I realize this friendship was always one-sided. Go figure.
Hey, DJ Holmes, it's Nikki Marie from Nikki Marie Radio. Great question. I think that friendships are built on trust. And I think that if the trust is broken, maybe identity theft, like somebody did something behind your back and they knew they weren't supposed to do it, something that was illegal. Maybe sleeping with your significant other, maybe those are reasons why you would end a friendship. And I think that with every friendship, like I said, there has to be trust. Obviously, you love this person. What are your limits? Like, what can you forgive and what can't you forgive? Can you forgive someone for stealing your identity? Could you forgive someone for sleeping with your partner who is your husband or your wife? I think those are the bottom lines.
Hey, Nikki, what's going on? Thank you for responding. I really do appreciate it. So the major part of what you were saying was basically that you needed to have trust in someone in order for them to be your friend. And in general, not in general, specifically, I do agree with that. You definitely have to have a high level of trust for someone to be a close friend. I definitely agree with that. If someone were to steal my identity, that no time in my life have I ever considered, you know, becoming friends with someone again after they have stolen my identity. Someone did steal my identity once in my life and dead. That person is dead to me. Like, you can't tell me nothing. And what kind of pisses me off is people in his family kind of warned me, but they warned me on the edges. It's like, you sure about this? You sure? Like, you know, like, that's just not something that you're used to. I'm thinking they're saying, you know, he crazy, right? But I didn't know where they were coming from. So I definitely agree with you on that point. To cheat on me. Now, let me. Okay. So what you actually said was if a friend were to cheat with someone that I was in a relationship with. So it kind of depends on the state of the relationship. And I know that sounds odd to you and probably to most people, but you know, there's a concept of love, right? So it's loving someone and being in love with someone. So in my past, I was in love with someone, and if a friend of mine were to cheat with someone that I was in love with, that would be unforgivable. But you know how you oftentimes fall out of love with someone, but you're still in a relationship with that person? Well, that's not so unforgivable. Why? Because fuck it. You do what you do. I'm doing what I'm doing because, hell, I fell out of love with you. At this point, this is just a relationship of convenience. Yeah, we might still be having sex or what have you, but fuck it. It's not the same. Not to me. And you've got to realize that on a certain level, sex is very transactional for me. And what I mean by that is there's not necessarily a whole lot of emotion involved in sex, unless and until I decide I no longer want to have sex, and the only reason I want to have sex is if I have an emotional connection with someone. And that is very true for me. I can switch it on and off just like that. Not everyone is like that. I am like that. And I pretty much do a really good job of explaining that to people that I've been in relationships with. Which, to be quite honest, people that I fall for they're very similar in that way. All right. Hopefully I answered your question. Probably pissed you off, but I'm just telling you the truth. All right.